Chagiga Ber Gimel Mishnachas. Kesen Mavirin Altaras Azara. So how would they clean out the Azara? How would they take out the things that had to be cleansed and be mitar them? Matpilon as a kelim shayib mikdash. So they'd be matpil the kelim that were in the mikdash in the mikvah. Varmim lahem. And they told the Amaratzim during the Chag, during the Regel, Hizaru shel sigu bashulchon. The girsa we have is uva menorah vis usitam uhu. Be careful not to touch the shulchan and the menorah, that you may be metame it. Now, what's the concern more than any of the other kelim? So, first of all, the Rav seems to have only the girsa of the shulchan. The shulchan had to always be there. Tesis Yontif says it's dafka the shulchan. The Gemara says why? Because the Torah says by the lechem upon him, which is on the shulchan, it says lechem upon him lefonai tamid. It has to always be on the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash. You could not remove it. However, the menorah could be moved, even though the Torah says by the menorah, it has the word tamid. However, that tamid by the menorah is not day and night, it's only night. And even though we know, like the Gemara says in a few places, that the ner maravi, depends on which way you learn, is it the second ner from the east, or is it the middle ner, depending on which shita you learn like. But the ner maravi that was dolek, and it was even dolek the whole day by a nes, it always was on. It was always lit, even during the day. That was just the nes. But the mitzvah, the tamid, was really only at night. So therefore, they were allowed to take out the menorah if it became tamid. So it's not as big of a deal if the menorah became tamid because they can replace it, because they could take it out. Tfarisol explains that if the menorah became tamid, mistama, the fire, the nes, would not exist while it's tamid. So the fire actually would have probably went out if the menorah became tamid, which is very interesting. So be careful not to be metame the shulchan. Mishnah continues, Kol ha-kelim shayu b'mikdash, all the kelim that were in the mikdash, yesh lehem shniim u'shlishim, shim nitmu harishonim, yaviyu shniim tachtayim. All the other kelim in the base of mikdash, there were always backups, meaning even the shulchan, probably most importantly the shulchan, they had a backup and then a second backup, shim nitmu harishonim, yaviyu shniim tachtayim. That if the first ones became tamei, they would bring the backups in its place. Mishnah continues, Kol ha-kelim shayu b'mikdash tunin tefillah, all the kelim that were in the base of mikdash needed tefillah, because of the concern the Amaratzim were touch them, and the Amaratzim were tamei during the regel. So after the regel, they all needed tefillah. Chutz mi mizbech hazav and mizbech hanachoshes, except for the mizbech hazav in the heichel and the mizbech hanachoshes in the azara. Mibnei shein kekarka, divrei b'Eliezer. The reason that they did not need a tefillah was because they were like the ground; it cannot become tamei. The Rav further explains in the mizbech hanachoshes that was in the azara. The Torah calls it mizbech adama, from the ground. So it's like the ground. And both mizbechos were makish zelozeh. They're grouped together, and they have the same din, so they can't become tameh. V'cham oimim mibnei shehin mitzupin. Cham say, so the first girsa is that they can become tameh because they are covered, and they do need tefillah because they're covered with like the shell that was made out of either gold or on the outside iron, because the ikar part of it was wood, and since on the outside it had a different finish, so that would make it, the outside at least, tameh. And if it wasn't covered to be tahar, like Rebbe Eliezer, because even though it's not connected, mamish part of the ground, it's considered a kli eitz hasuyan lenachas. It's a wooden vessel that's made to be left in one place, and that is like the ground. And that doesn't become tame. But the Rabbin's another pshat, is that really the Chachamim are agreeing with Rebbe Eliezer. Even though the Loshon b'pnei shehin mitzupin is like the other pshat, the Rabbin's, is the Chachamim are actually agreeing with Rebbe Eliezer that it's tahar. And why do you not need tefillah? Because it's covered with gold and nechoshas. And it's not really because, but this covering, the finish, is bottle to the actual mizbeach, to the kliyetz. And it's a kliyetz, hasuyin lanachas, that it's not metame. And there's no machlokas. This is the way the Rambam learns and the Rav brings this. Nishlamo Maseches Chagiga.